Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Are you ready to be inspired by beautiful things? Our guest today has a natural way of doing just that. If you haven't already done so, check out her blog as you listen to us live today at celebrate-creativity.com, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in beautiful Richmond, Virginia, and in Encino, California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. If I can help you in the way of readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to work with you. I do have a couple of announcements I'd like to make, actually just one for right now, but I'm going to be working at the Alchemist Bookstore this Friday, also on the 18th and the 25th, doing readings all day. So for everybody who is here in the Richmond area who'd like a reading, schedule your session now. I have a great time doing it, and it's a lovely, lovely bookstore in the Stony Point Fashion Center. It's a really, really nice mall, really nice surroundings, and the store itself is beautiful, with just a lot of really inspirational things in there, from books and jewelries and, of course, readings. So I hope to see you at the Alchemist Bookstore. And with me every week is someone who always knows how to put a smile on my face, my favorite co-host, the intuitive prospector up in Seattle, Washington, Mark Lanehart. How you doing today?
Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm doing excellent out here in Virginia. You know, it's been a, just a nice, pleasant day, so all is well. And I'm very excited to have my neighbor on today, who we'll be introducing in just a moment. So excited.
Yeah, very cool. Well, like Kim said, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful and hot Pacific Northwest. It's going to be the hottest it's been in a decade here with the weather. So we're kind of staying indoors, pulling down the shades and turning on AC. But thank you so much to our inspired listeners, our inspired listening community all around the globe. We love it when you join us every Wisdom Wednesday here on Inspired Radio at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, over on Om Times Radio. You can catch more of the work that I'm doing this summer. I'm kind of taking breaks off events and not traveling too much, but you can always catch me over on the Om Times Institute, where I have a lot of classes loaded. You can learn a lot about your spiritual path, mediumship, psychic sciences. So I get all that information at marklanehart.com. You can internet search the intuitive prospector. I also have a closed Facebook page called Soul Adventures if you want to join that, where we do a lot of spiritual fun. And my YouTube library is growing. So if you want to subscribe to my YouTube library, head over to marklanehart.com and sign up. Do want to let the inspired listeners know every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, I have Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark over on Om Times Magazine Facebook platform. And it's a lot of fun. We have people from all around the world, and it's Facebook Live. Right after that show, I have the Q&A after show over on the Intuitive Prospector page at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and we have spiritual conversations, readings, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness, as I like to say. So if you want to interact with us right now, you can call into our live call-in line, 1-202-570-7057. You can also follow us on our social media pages. We have our Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio, our Twitter and Instagram pages, which would be under Inspired For Us, that's the number 4, and also our Google Plus community pages under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You can catch all of our encore on-demand shows every week. We have several platforms now that we're putting podcasts to: Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, markvainhart.com, lovefirst.info, and of course, Ohm Times Radio Archives. We're approaching our 100th show this month, if you can believe that, Kim, 2 years of doing Inspired Living Radio. And just want to let our Inspired listeners know that we have an interactive map on our Facebook book page that you can let us know where you're at in the world and put a little pin on the map and start to see this community grow. And with that, because it is a new month, the month of August, we have our Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation. And that positive affirmation for this month is: I don't have to be anyone but myself. Who I am is enough. I don't have to be anyone but myself. Who I am is enough. And that's the positive affirmation for the month of August. Back to you, Kim.
Hey there. So it sounds like we had a little bit of an echo. I'm not sure if I'm the only one that heard that. But thank you for sharing all of the information with our listeners, Mark, and, of course, our new Inspired affirmation for the month. And isn't that true? Who you are in this very moment is enough. And we put a period at the end of that. It's you are enough. Without further delay, I am so excited to introduce our special guest today, and who also happens to be my lovely neighbor. Lisa Tutman Oglesby is the voice and heart behind the food and lifestyle blog Celebrate Creativity. She has always enjoyed creating beautiful things for her family and friends, and she does amazing work taking raw materials and using her imagination to create what it is she does. I do want to encourage you again to check out her blog, celebrate-creativity.com. Lisa enjoys recipes, sewing, gardening, home decorating, and food photography and styling. And you can see this all on her site. You can find beautiful pictures and recipes and how-to explanations and pictures. It's just, her blog is gorgeous. You'll be inspired as soon as you click onto it. That's all I can say. But she believes that if you do what you love, you'll love what you do. She's a baker, a bargain hunter. I've seen her in action. She's a DIYer, a crafter, a collector of fabrics, vintage dishes, she's a home decor enthusiast. She's a wife, a mom of two, and a Virginia transplant. She does all of this without spending a fortune to do it. You know what? I could use some help in that area. In her previous life, she spent more than 20 years as a television news reporter and an anchor at stations in Michigan, Indiana, Georgia, Washington, D.C., where she was actually a White House Capitol Hill correspondent. And the later half of her reporting career, she was in Chicago at NBC. And that's also where she won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Achievement for Individual Excellence. And that excellence you will see on her blog. Her work has been featured in books and magazines, including Romantic Homes, Crafts and Things, Creating Keepsakes, Phrenology, and many, many more beautiful publications. She was also a finalist in Country Living Magazine's 2012 Blue Ribbon Blogger Awards competition. My goodness, I think it all speaks for itself. Welcome to our show, Lisa.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Mark, for having me. What a pleasure. You know, I met Kim last year on a walk in my neighborhood, and who knew that it would lead to this? I'm so excited to be here, and I appreciate the invitation. And I love the introduction. I'm like, who is that? That person sounds great. Oh, wait, that's me. But thank you very much for such a nice introduction, Kim. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely, Lisa. So, yes, it is very... It's always amazing how the universe works because, you know, I just moved to Virginia, and our listeners know that, a few months ago. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I need to start thinking about what doctors to go to and cultivating a list of practitioners that, you know, dentists and all the normal stuff. And I'm taking my dog for a walk, and who do I run into but Lisa and her friends taking a walk in the neighborhood. And that's how the friendship began. And the next day, she arrived at my doorstep with a printed out document of all of those things that I said I put out there to the universe that I needed help with. So here we are today. I had no
idea. That's what happens when you ask of the universe generally delivers in one way or another, right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that. And it's like you appeared, and what a nice blessing that was. I had no idea what Lisa's background was, and all of a sudden she says, oh yes, I do a blog. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll go take a look at it. And as soon as I logged on, I thought, oh my goodness, okay, she's going to be a guest on Inspired Living if she agrees to it, because it's all
great.
About inspiration. It's really all about inspiration.
I was happy to hook you right away. And I appreciate the fact that you even went to take a look. But there's so much out there. There's so many things on the site that you can try if you've never tried a recipe before or craft. It's a place to kind of get some inspiration yourself.
It really is. I mean, the photography alone, the pictures, really what inspires, you know, because anybody can list a recipe online, but when you say that you're into photography and styling, it really shows. It's like it's every single picture is like out of a magazine, and it's gorgeous. And I look at the food recipes especially, and I think, oh my gosh, I want to make all of it. But talk to us a little bit. Oh, goodness gracious, that's our first break that we're leading into. We'll be back in 2 minutes, so stay with us as
okay.
we continue our conversation with our guest today, Lisa Hutman Oglesby, and her blog, celebrate-creativity.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Lisa Tutman Oglesby. If you've got questions for her or for myself or Mark, please call us. We'd love to hear from you. You can call in live at 202-570-7057. So, Lisa, before we went to break, I was just wanted to have you talk a little bit to our listeners about your background. I mean, you have a pretty just an impressive background that ranges from news reporting to now blogging. I mean, how did you make that transition?
You know, it's interesting that a lot of what I learned as a news reporter over 20 years in various markets, including Chicago, I apply to my blogging. When you're out reporting the news, you're gathering information, you're combining that with pictures, you're working with a photographer, you're writing, you're editing, you're trying to find the heart of a story and get to the meat of that and impart information. Sometimes you're trying to impart just entertainment. Sometimes you're trying to give someone information that they can use to learn how to do something. So all of those kinds of things I did as a news reporter, actually, I use in my blogging. And let me just back up a little bit and just talk real quickly about news reporting. I loved it. I mean, it's the kind of job that you do every day. There's something different. You never go in and you're stuck with, you know, 2 weeks of reports that you have to put together. You're out, you're talking to the community. And it really speaks to the kind of person I am in that I like to create. And I was able to do that as a news reporter. Some of the stories weren't fun. Some of them were just absolutely delightful. But just getting out and being able to write and work with people and meet people and just there was so much fun about it. When I made the switch from news reporting to blogging, it was because we moved. My husband got this great job in Virginia. And so my kids were really young at the time. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to take a little bit of a break from that and make sure that the kids are okay and that they're thriving. And at the time, I was like, well, do I really want to get out of that? Well, because I was coming from Chicago and then moving to Richmond, Virginia, I thought, well, the market is a little small. You know, Chicago's a top three market. Do I want to work in a really smaller market? That's kind of where you start, not where you end up. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to take a break. Just take care of the kids, make sure they're okay, and find some other creative outlet. And I ended up really working on the blog and taking it to new levels, and kind of the rest is history. And if you go to the blog, you can see that it's filled with all kinds of hobbies and projects and recipes. There's just a little bit of everything, and I think there's something for everybody.
Well, there sure is. In fact, if you go to Lisa's blog now, what you'll see on the front is this amazing chocolate ganache cake. I was hungry looking at your blog before we started. Yeah.
There's a story behind that chocolate cake, because that particular cake is a birthday cake. My son just had a birthday on the 29th, and that's a birthday cake that I bought, but the story is not really about the cake. The story is about the marble plate that the cake is sitting on. It's like a cheese board, and I bought the cheese board, but it had these really weird twisted pretzel-like silver handles on it, and I just thought, ugh, I really hate those handles, but I love that white marble. So bought it. It was only $12, and I just went and got new handles. And so the whole point of that particular post is, hey, sometimes you just blog about something that's simple. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It's just something that makes me happy. And I actually went back and forth about whether or not doing an entire blog post about changing handles was worthy. And I thought, yeah, of course, because it's something that interests me. You never know. Someone out there may have the same situation where they have something they love, but there's one element that they want to change. This is how you do it. And so I couldn't just present the marble board by itself, so I had to take my son's birthday cake and stick it on there just to make the shot even more appealing.
Well, it is. I mean, it's just beautiful. The photography that's done on your blog, Lisa, is it makes you want to do everything and eat everything and make every recipe and decorate your house. Because, you know, when you're surrounded by – things that make you feel good because of their beauty or the work that you may have put in to create something, all of those things, that really changes how someone can feel, like how the environment in your home, how you create the space and the things you put in it changes the way you feel, right?
I think so, absolutely. And you know what? When you do make something with your own hands, regardless of whether it's small or big, I think that really does have its own rewards. And I tell people all the time that I'm the kind of person, I just love taking raw materials, whether it's ingredients in a recipe or fabric to make a quilt. Take those raw materials and turn it into something other than what it started out being. And I just love that. And that really, to me, is part of the creative process, is to just change something, make it something that you never had before. And when you step back and look at that, you say, wow, I did that. That's affirming in itself. That feels good. And for people who feel like, well, I could never be that creative, no, actually you can. And it really is something as simple as maybe just changing the handles on a marble cheese plate.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you. We've been out shopping before, and your eye, like what you can see in things that maybe other people can't, is really something. Like you can take something really simple, or maybe that somebody else would have never even taken a notice of, and have all these ideas around what you can make it into, which I was just fascinated by when we spent that day together. And I thought, well, you know, I would have.
For your readers who don't know, your readers don't know this, obviously, but I'm going to tell you, I took Kim on this excursion. We hit all my little favorite back of the woods stores, and Kim was saying, oh, I didn't know this was back here. Oh my gosh, this is so gorgeous. This is like going out into the country. There's this one store that I just love that just sits over the railroad tracks in a little country, old-fashioned country shop, and it was an old general store years ago. But it's just a little quaint little shop that you can go in and just buy little gifts or knickknacks or props. And so that was one of the stores we hit. So I did it. I enjoyed that. But that's the other thing when you're out and about. Just kind of keep your eyes out for things that that you can switch up, or, you know, put something old with something new to create a different kind of look in your home, and, you know, work that into your home decor.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. I am really big also into bargain hunting. I hate to spend money, and I love it when I can get something at a really good price, and I love it when I can get something that, like I said, that I've turned into something else that didn't start out that way, and it's just fun. It just makes me feel good. It feels good that other people appreciate it, and I think it's great that when you can put that out there and inspire others, then I think that's part of what we should be doing anyway, is trying to put good things out into the universe. Good things will come back. But also try to help people feel good about what's out there and the kinds of things that they can do. And I enjoy that. That, like I said, that does have its own rewards, and that's a big part of why I blog too.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of what we talk about, Lisa, on the show is about uncovering what our own talents are or where our passions lie. And uncovering that and being able to share that with others, because we came into this life to do that, and each one of us has those talents. We all have our own gifts that are unique to us, and it's so important for creating balance in our lives and happiness and joy. Anytime we can share with other people and inspire them in whatever way that may be, we all have our own ways of doing that. It's a beautiful gift to be able to give someone else. So how did you... You know, for people that are, because I'm noticing more and more in my own work, you know, the clients that I work with, is they're, and we talk about this quite often, they're feeling like there's more to life than what they're currently experiencing. And a lot of the questions that I get sometimes are, you know, what's my life's purpose? What am I supposed to be doing here? And so you have an interesting background, because you went from being a journalist, and then now you're doing blogging. Well, while there's similarities there, it's a whole new experience understanding how to do a professional blog. Like what would you recommend to people who are trying to find out what their passions are? What do you recommend to them?
Well, I think the first thing, and I'm relating it as to myself and how I kind of made this journey along the way, and I'm still on a journey. You first recognize that these things happen in stages. I had 20 years, 20 plus years as a news reporter. That was one stage. My motherhood became another stage. Coming to Virginia and becoming a stay-at-home mom, that was another stage. And honestly, that was an adjustment because the dynamics in the house change, the dynamics about how you feel about yourself and your self-worth if you've been out in the world working and, you know, in a professional environment, and then all of a sudden you're at home, you become, you know, your husband's wife, your kid's mom. I did go through a stage where I was like, who am I? And that was another reason why the blog was important, because that is my own identity. That's something that I put out there that is all me. And people recognize that's Lisa Tubman Oglesby. But again, getting back to your question, I think you just first have to recognize that you are going to go through different stages. And it also starts with the first step. I know that sounds so cliche, doesn't it? It just starts with the first step. I had never blogged before, but I had seen blogs around. And when I first started blogging 10 years ago, there weren't as many out there. Now they're everywhere. I mean, everybody has a blog. But I just took that step and said, you know, let me just try this. Let me just see if this is something that I can do. And it really just does start with just trying it. If you look at some of my photographs, for example, from my early blogging posts 10 years ago, they are awful. I wish I could go back and change them. But it's important to leave them there so that people can see that I have progressed. So I'm in a constant state of evolution, I think. I'm learning more all the time. I'm tweaking things all the time. And I think it's important to remember that nothing's going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. And it's okay. Just step out there and give it a try. Sometimes you just step out there on faith and just see what happens. And that was a lot of the blogging effort, too. Let me just see where this goes.
And that's our second break here. We're going to be going into another two-minute break, and there's so much that I'd like to comment on of what you just said. So for the listening audience, we'll be back in 2 minutes with our guest today. If you would like to call in, please feel free to do that as well. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Lisa Tutman Oglesby, the creator of celebrate-creativity.com, which is her food and lifestyle blog. So Lisa, you had mentioned all kinds of things I want to comment on, so much in that one statement there. The first being the transition from being a full-time career woman in that kind of a high-profile position, or positions, no less, and then going to being a full-time mom. So there's all these, everybody has them, different transitions and phases in their lives. And what I love, because some people can, especially moms, can get stuck in that, in that change and not know how to get out or what they're supposed to do next. And, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I didn't mean to cut your question off.
No, that's okay. I was just saying what I love what you did about that was that the importance behind creating something that is your very own. There is a lot of importance behind that. In fact, that comes up in a lot of conversations with my clients, that same guidance or message that comes through for them. Everybody needs to have something that's their own, that they can feel good about, that is a true representation of who it is they are. Now, you asked a very important question in that time period, which I think is what helped get you on the right path to understanding what your passions are. And people can sit in meditation asking this very important question, who am I? Who am I? That's a major big question to ask.
It is, and you know what, especially, I don't want to sound sexist, but especially for women, we are so many in one. We're moms, obviously, and we're out in the world. We're chauffeurs, we're tutors, we're first aid, technicians. We're a little bit of everything balled into one. So we are many things, first of all, and that's fine. But that transition for me was a little difficult at first, and it did take a little bit of time for me to get used to that. And I also honestly did question myself. But then when I did pour more into this creative outlet that I had, then it helped me to just separate myself from everything else while still maintaining my own identity, if that makes sense. Obviously, I'm still out there doing for others. I tell my friends when they call me in the morning sometimes, what are you doing? And I say, well, I'm spending the day in service of others today because I'm picking up this or running the kids here or there. So I have many days where I'm in service of others, and that's okay because that's important. It's important to make sure that your family is fine and on the right track too. But boy, is it important to make sure that you have something of your own, that you do have your own identity, that people can relate to, something other than just a wife, just a mom. And that's been really important for me. And this has been a great venue for me. And I wanted to touch back on too, the importance of trying, this is so hard to do, trying not to compare yourself or your situation to others. And that is difficult in this internet age where everything you see out there, think about this, is really the best representation of that person on their best day. There are plenty of days where my food looks horrible, but guess what? I don't put that online. I only put the best stuff on there because, that's the look I'm trying to create. But
Right.
Remember, it's kind of hard to imagine that. Wow, wait a minute. This isn't entirely the whole picture. For me, I don't want to put stuff that doesn't look good on my blog. That's just my personal preference. And I say all that just to remind people to remember not to compare yourself to others because what you're seeing is sometimes the illusion of perfection, and that can make us feel mm-hmm. imperfect ourselves, which we are, right? But you don't mm-hmm. want to feel badly mm-hmm. about that. So just remember mm-hmm. that these are all images that are created to provide a service, to inspire, to entertain, to delight, but it's not necessarily the entire picture. It's one that we've chosen to put out there for people to enjoy. But boy, I have plenty of days where the house is a mess, but I'm not going to show you that. I have plenty of days when my recipes flop, but I'm not going to show you that.
Right.
I'm going to tell you about it maybe in private. But,
right.
So I try
right.
not. You try not to compare yourself to the perfection, the illusion of perfection in others as you go on this journey to find
yeah.
yourself.
You know, I love that. I just love what you just shared because that is something that caused people in today's world a lot of pain, is that their comparisons and comparing
mm-hmm.
and not feeling good enough. And when you stay on your own path, like you've just said, there's so many rewards that can come with that. And to remember, you know, even in the psychic mediumship world, the stuff that we come up across is what our clients see on TV. So they go off seeing like the Long Island medium. They don't show,
mm-hmm.
they don't show the shows where people are saying, no, I don't have a father in spirit. No, I don't
right.
know what it is you're talking about. They show all the,
right.
the episodes where it's the sessions are in complete perfection. So, yeah, I love that you bring that point out. It's very, very important.
Right. Right.
Very, very important. So where do you find your creative inspiration from?
Oh, my gosh, Kim, everywhere. I had some bluebirds nesting in my mailbox, and I was inspired to make these little bluebird meringues. I see something on the cover
wow.
of a magazine, and I just think, I want to make that. I think you find inspiration in everything if you're open to it. If you're looking at the world in a way that you can receive that information,
mm-hmm.
I think you can turn that into anything. I buy cookbooks not for the recipes but for the pictures, because the pictures are inspiring. I love photo styling and prop hunting, and sometimes I just see something really pretty ordinary, and it inspires me to try to make something extraordinary because of it. So inspiration really is everywhere, I think, if you just keep yourself open to it. And if you've identified what
yes.
kinds of things that you like to do, for example, I love photography and food styling. So I'm always on the lookout for different props. Like, oh, how would that look? How would this look? Oh, I love that little piece of linen. That would look great on the corner of a little coffee pot on the edge of a shot. So I find myself thinking
right.
like that.
Right.
Years ago, I was heavy into scrapbooking when scrapbooking was really popular. And once you start scrapbooking, everything becomes a scrapbook page. You start thinking like, oh, I saw a billboard. That's a great layout and design. That would be a great scrapbook page. You just start thinking like that. So, but again, I was just very mm-hmm. open to that kind of influence.
Mm-hmm. And I love how you say be open, because there's inspiration everywhere. And that's the thing, you know, people get so caught up in routine and they're in a rush and they're sidetracked by, you know, all kinds of stuff, phone calls, text messages, schedules, having to be here and
mm-hmm.
there. And it's, you can miss that. I mean, and in that inspiration, we can be inspired by everything and anything around us. And I love that example you just shared by the bluebirds that were in your mailbox.
Right.
My goodness.
They come
I
back
mean,
every year.
Oh, that must be such a sweet sight to see. But people could have very well missed something like that because they're so caught up in just they let life overtake them instead of.
But you know what, Kim? It's important though to recognize also that it is easy to get caught up in life. Life is busy. Life is hectic. Kids are hectic. Jobs are hectic. You know, your boss is hectic. Lots of things are hectic. And it's important, if you can, to find a little time somewhere in your day to eke out to do something special for yourself that brings you pleasure and brings you joy. But it is difficult. And I'm a realist. I do recognize that people have many burdens on them right now, all kinds of burdens. But if you can find a little time in the day somewhere to eke out for yourself, then I think it does help rejuvenate the spirit. It, you know, just helps you feel better. Even if you go for a walk, you know, you still owe me a walk down to the river. But even if you just go for a walk, that's a time to kind of clear your head.
Right.
Find a little inspiration just in getting fresh air. Now, you got to wait for the temperatures to drop now because it's about 92 degrees. But just simple things like that. But again, I do recognize that it can be very hectic. Life is a very hectic thing.
Yes, and so
it's more than a notion.
That's right. We do acknowledge that for sure. That is very much a real thing for many, many people. But, you know, people say, well, I don't have time for that. Well, but then when you do make time for it, you see a change in your life for the better because you're centered, you're doing something that brings you happiness. So it is really equally as important to make time for yourself and your own wellness and happiness. That has that in and of itself is invaluable. Now, I just want to make sure that I let the listeners know that Mark is having technical issues. So I don't think he's going to be able to join us, although he's listening. That is our last and final break
for
our show. Yeah, sorry you can't be with us, Mark. But stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the last segment of Inspired Living with Mark and Kim.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Lisa Tutman Oglesby, where you can find her beautiful work at celebrate-creativity.com. So, Lisa, we've covered all kinds of topics here, but talk to our listeners about, you know, if they're, like you said, there's a lot of people out there are interested in blogging, maybe doing it now. What's important for bloggers to, or people that want to get into blogging, some very like basic principles to be aware of, to be mindful of, that will help someone either improve what it is they're already doing blogging or help someone get mm-hmm. into blogging? What would you say are like the main basic principles to keep in mind?
First of all, I think doing research is important, and there's so much information out there now online that just wasn't there when I started 10 years ago. There are different blogging platforms, so there are different approaches from that perspective. But I think one of the most important things to do is once you decide if you want to start a blog, you have to decide how often you want to blog. Pace yourself. That is so important because, for example, I post once a week. There's some bloggers who post every single day. How they do it, I do not know. They must have a staff. I do not. So I just post once a week. But you want to maintain that consistency. The other thing is you have to engage with other bloggers. That's, you have to reach out and connect with other people who are interested in the same kinds of things. And that's how you help build your audience, by reaching out, by commenting on other blogs. They'll come back and comment on yours. You can create relationships that way. And there's this whole blogging community that once you become a part of, they really are very helpful and supportive. I have people that I just know through blogging who I really consider good friends. And it sounds weird because it's kind of like internet dating, which used to have the stigma, which I guess it doesn't anymore. But you don't really know them in real life. You know them through blogging, but you feel like you do because you have all this stuff in common. And you have this relationship you've created because you support each other. There are some bloggers who regularly repost my work. They refer people back to my site. I refer people to other sites. I want to say maybe it was about 3 months ago, a blogging friend from North Carolina who I'd never met before, but I just know her from blogging over the last couple of years, came to the Richmond area. And she let me know she was going to be in town, and I went and picked her up, and I took her to all those great places that I took you to, Kim. And we had such a great time. I felt like I knew her. And in a sense, I did, because we had been communicating for so many years just through our common interest in blogging. But again, if you are interested in blogging, do your homework. You could even just Google how to blog, how to start a blog, and a ton of resources will come up. But again, the most important thing is decide what kind of commitment you want to make to the project and stick to it so that your readers will know when to expect to see something. You have to have consistency, and consistency in content. And pictures. Pictures are so important. We're just visual creatures, aren't we? We like to see pretty mm-hmm. pictures. We're drawn to that. And it's not that your pictures have to be so extraordinary at first, but you should have photographs to help support your text, because that's what really will help people get involved and engaged and be delighted in the kinds of things that you're putting out there. And my photography,
yeah,
like I said,
has
really evolved over the years. I mean, I've taken some classes, and I read. I'm all self-taught. So you can learn how to take pictures. I mean, that's kind of what a lot of people are doing now, too, with iPhones. And it's just a mm-hmm. kind of picture-taking society now. People are used to that, and they expect that. They want to see photographs to help support what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love how you say that, because it is true. People that pulls people in. Like, a pretty picture will really pull somebody in, capture their attention. So, and that's exactly, again, what your blog really does a good job mm-hmm. of doing. That's why it's so inspiring, the colors and the lighting and all of that.
Thank you.
Makes you want to do
the other thing
that you've done.
Yeah, the other thing I would mention is to blog about what you love. Because then it becomes easy. Don't blog about something that you're not passionate about. Don't blog about something that doesn't make you happy or put a smile on your face. Blog about what you love, and others will grow to love it too. But you've got to be the one to love it first. And that will come through.
Yeah.
If you're really writing and taking pictures and putting things together that you truly love, that will come through. And if you don't like it very much, that's going to come through too, and it's not going to hold much interest.
Yes, it does make a complete difference, whether it is your blogging or anything that you're doing in life. If it's something that you enjoy, it comes naturally, easily, effortlessly, and it brings you happiness, it makes all the difference in the world. And I also like what you said earlier about being easy on yourself and patient, because things happen in increments. Not, you don't get all the answers and everything all at once. So that is important for people to remember that.
It's definitely a marathon, isn't it? Everything in life is a marathon. There's just no, you can want to sprint if you want to, but the reality is going to set you right back on the path of it being a marathon. And, you know, just enjoy the ride and just learn along the way and try to improve along the way.
Yes. Well, and, you know, you said something earlier, too, about connecting with like-minded people. So in this world, it would be creatives, you know, in the blogging world and doing what it is you're doing. But just in general, connecting with like-minded people to have a community, you feel part of community, is really important in life, I think.
I think so, too.
Everybody wants to feel connected.
Right. And like-minded people will support what you're doing, and you can support them, and that's important, that camaraderie out there. I mean, there's so many sites that are devoted to bringing people down, tearing people down, anonymous commenters who have nothing nice to say. There's enough of that out there. But when you engage in these kinds of creative blogging efforts and connect with people who enjoy the same kinds of things, it just is so uplifting. And it can help carry you through the day. It helps carry you through the week, through the month. It's important to establish those friendships, and they mean a lot. It's really helpful to have that kind of support and fellowship in the blogging world, even with people who you don't even know. But you feel like you know them because you have similar interests and you're blogging about some of the same things. And you just inspire each other. You just kind of feed off of each other in that way. And that is one of the keys, I think, to successful blogging. I mean, everybody has an idea what success means. For some, maybe it means lots of money. Maybe it means lots of fame or whatever. But you're the one that decides what successful blogging means. And more I'm really learning that successful blogging is really meaningful blogging. If it's meaningful for me, then I think others will be able to appreciate it, too.
Well, and I find it interesting that you said that bloggers will refer people to each other's blogs. And so so that's nice that there's not this sense of competitiveness where, oh, no, I can't do that because then they'll look at that blog instead of mine, that doesn't happen.
Right, right. And you know what? There may be some of that out there, Kim, but I personally have not experienced that because maybe I just have a smaller circle of readers. I mean, even though I have an international readership, people come to my blog from all over the country and all over the world. I think the kind of people who are attracted to my site aren't the quote-unquote haters. They're nicer people who are looking for this kind of inspiration and connection. So, you know, it has just really worked out, which is not to say that, you know, those people aren't out there that are trying to tear folks down. But I think for the most part, the people that I've come in contact with in my blogging community have been extremely supportive, and it's been great. I have this one blogger friend who is like one of the top bloggers. I say top because she's got this huge readership. She probably has, I don't know, maybe a million readers a month. I don't know. It's something like that.
Wow.
She consistently features my work on her site. And saying, you know, my friend Lisa did this, check this out. And that's so sweet of her. But she likes the work, and we have a connection. I met her at a conference a couple of years ago, and it's just been really great. She doesn't have to do that, but that's just kind of who this environment draws into its sphere. People like that, who don't mind reaching out and helping other people. Even though I think she's like this big-time blogger, she's okay with sharing my work with her readers because she believes that her readers will enjoy it. So there's just not that level of animosity or competition. I just haven't found that to be the case. It does exist, but in my personal experience, I haven't had to deal with that.
Well, that's a really nice experience. We all want to be around nice people, so I'm glad to hear that. But I am sure though that the readers actually appreciate that, because they're turning to you as a resource for what it is that they enjoy. And so I bet they have a sense of appreciation for that too, that kind of sharing in community and sharing of information that's important to them.
I hope they appreciate it. I hope they appreciate it, and I think they do, or they wouldn't keep, you know, coming back to the blog if they didn't. But I think people generally do appreciate being connected to other sites that they're not familiar with, learning new projects, learning new ideas, new recipes. And I'm finding new bloggers all the time that inspire me, and I follow them, and I leave comments on their site, letting them know that, hey, I really like that. That's really good. You really inspire me. And that's important, too. That feedback helps. That feedback reminds us that, okay, I guess I'm on the right track. I'm glad that someone appreciates it.
Yeah, it's very nice to receive feedback and testimonials and people that you've been able to inspire or help in any way. That's just a natural part of what we came here in this life to do. And so when we can do that, it brings us happiness. Now, can you believe that the hour has come and gone? I'm so thankful you spent this hour with us, Lisa. Yes, thank you so much. And I just want to remind the listeners.
My pleasure. I know Mark is out there somewhere. Hi, Mark.
He's out there. Mark, I'm so sorry you weren't able to join us, but for the listeners, please do check out Lisa's blog, celebrate-creativity.com. Until next week, have a beautiful rest of the day and a beautiful week. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. Namaste.